priest, and unfortunately that did not happen.
Oh.
And I think that that also is a wonderful story for all of us as well, because too often we think that, or at least I know I can't think that when I reach or when you reach a certain point, that life is going to be easier. You know, I talk about being a politician, you know, I mean, that was kind of the idea. You heard how I got into it. I really wanted to and thought that this would be a means of doing good. And now that I've struggled and had to work to get elected, now I can at least begin working with the community and others to begin affecting change. You know, that did not happen.
Right,
that
right.
did not happen.
Right.
It happened in a very small way, which I'm very happy about. At the same time, there was so much opposition, both from my fellow council people, both from citizens, from the mayor's office, you name it. And, you know, with that conflict, though, comes the reality that whenever there's great conflict, there's also great means of doing good. So that perseverance, you come right back to perseverance, because if you don't continue to do good, if you don't continue to move forward, the opportunity to do good will close and die, and those who are your enemies will win. And I think that's really the bottom line. Who are we going to let win in this situation? And I think Father Tolton, he said, you know, the Lord called me, he's going to see me through, and he stuck with it.
So you're going to be on the road, Andre, with this production through October and November, and you're going to be in some big venues, Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, you've got a list.
Yeah, Effingham, Illinois, Jacksonville. He's going to be in Springfield. He'll be in Quincy, Granite City, St. Peter's, Missouri, St. Louis for three shows. It's.
I think the one in Quincy will be something else.
Yeah.
You know, being in his
parish. I bet you that one
parish,
is packed.
You know, it's interesting that I get the opportunity that I follow in his footsteps. Literally, you know, the idea was to start the tour and all the places where Father Tolton lived or ministered or grew up. And so to now have the opportunity to do that, I think that's going to bring a special dimension to the show.
Oh, absolutely.
In a way, it's almost like going to the Holy Land. I've never been to the Holy Land.
That's a great way to put it.
Before I go, but I've heard stories of people who have gone to the Holy Land and how it's just deepened and added another dimension to their faith. And I envision that this tour would be something like that.
Well, I can almost imagine you, Andre, having the sensation as you're walking the same streets, the same floors of the same churches, in the same diocese, that you will be hearing footsteps in sync with yours.
Yes, indeed. That is the prayer. So I'm asking that all who attend, and maybe they cannot come to the program, I would certainly just ask for your prayers, because I certainly do need it.
Amen. And Andre, we not only want our listeners to pray for you, but, you know, your family gives up a great deal while you're on the road.
My.
Your wife, Cheryl, and Mark, Andre's children, Imani, Zion, Elijah, Isaiah, Eden, and Ephraim. Uh-huh. What great biblical names kids have. And the sacrifice they make having their dad on the road.
Yeah.
We'll pray for your family. We'll pray for you, Andre. And I want to make a date right now that when Father Tolton is beatified to saint, that we'll make a pilgrimage from the people that have seen you portray him, and we'll all go to Rome for the saint, for the canonization.
You know, that would be quite the thing. You know, I would certainly hope that is something that will happen in our lifetime, and if that is the case, then yes, I certainly would hope for the grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We've been talking to Andre Goodnight this morning. He is the star of Tolton from Slave to Priest that'll be here at Our Lady of Lourdes on November 9th at 6:30 p.m. We hope you'll all come out. There is no charge for this. There's a free will offering. It sounds to me like it's going to be a great program, and you can bet that Mark and I will be there. Andre, thanks for joining us. Best wishes, good luck, safe travels, and God bless.
Well, thank you. Thank you both again. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Andre.
All right, this is Dave and Mark on The Cradle and the Convert. We'll be back on the other side with a gospel preview, a community calendar, and 10 things that drive priests crazy.
Welcome to a place where healthcare goes beyond four walls, where friendships begin, where our family comes together to care for yours. At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, you'll find outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties, We're bringing it all together right here in Decatur, where something even better starts right now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, working together as part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
All right, we're back here on The Cradle and the Convert. What a great interview.
Yeah,
Andre Goodnight is.
Amazing individual.
That's going to be a lot of fun to meet him and see that play. I can't wait. And, of course, with our background and knowing a little bit about Father Tolton, it's even more meaningful.
Absolutely.
All right, what do you think we ought to do now? You want to go to the gospel preview for next Sunday?
I do.
Listeners, you know, as we do every week, we like to provide you with the upcoming gospel so that you will have heard it and you can kind of meditate on it. And then when you hear it at Mass on Saturday or Sunday and listen to Father's homily, you'll have a little preview of what's going on. And it's funny, Mark, you know, every Sunday when Father starts to read the gospel,
you think, I've heard this before.
Yeah, this is familiar.
Yeah.
So if for nothing else, it's doing you and me some good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's not like we wouldn't recognize about every one.
Well,
I can't put in the years together that we've been attending Mass.
That's true. All right, Mark, give us this Sunday's readings.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Knowing their malice, Jesus said, Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax. Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, Whose image is this and whose inscription? They replied, Caesar's. At that he said to them, Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you know, Jesus has always got a crowd following him.
Absolutely.
And he's always got the critics looking to trip him up. Do the Pharisees and the Herodians sound to you like today's media?
Yes.
Tracking Jesus' every move.
They've got the zinger of a question they're going to nail him with.
This one's going to get him.
That's right.
Should we pay the taxes? You know, they're just trying to And the beautiful thing is, when he answers, they were amazed. Isn't that beautiful? Now, you know, amazed is not just a word you take lightly.
No.
Because they thought, we've got him here.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like the question.
They're confident.
It's like the question, Mark, if I were to ask you.
When did you stop beating your wife?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yes or no answer. Have you stopped beating your wife?
Yeah.
Well, you can't answer that yes or no.
Yeah.
And you and I have never beaten our wives.
That's right.
That's the kind of question they thought they had here.
Sure.
With Jesus, they thought they were going to finally trip him up and show that he didn't know everything. And yet he comes up with this beautiful answer, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's.
But you see, Jesus has a huge advantage.
Well,
because he already knew what they were going to ask him before they even put it out there.
No, I don't think so.
Sure he does.
No,
God knows
his
everything.
Human side. He was a human. I don't think he knew. It's not like Jesus had ESP, Mark.
Well,
he was God,
yes.
But he was true man too.
Well, that's right.
It would be interesting. Maybe if we can get Father to talk about.
Yeah.
That. Did he know what they were going to ask before?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But I think he knew the answers to any question they could ask.
Absolutely.
But I don't think he had ESP.
Well, I don't know. God does.
Extrasensory perception. Maybe he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had extra senses. You know.
Yeah.
But it's just like the media trying to trip up every politician or sports figure or whoever they're interviewing. They want to throw in that question, that gotcha question.
Yep.
Well, Jesus got him, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Well, that's great. Okay, so that's this week's preview, and then Mark and I's beautiful commentary.
Yeah.
As we give you every week, and with our reminder that, as you can tell, we're not seminarians.
Yeah, we've not even been to kindergarten theology.
We don't even play one on the radio.
No.
But we want you to listen to Father's homily this weekend and give it some thought.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm sure he'll explain a lot.
I bet he will. Okay, we're going to take another little quick break here. We're going to come back with some community calendar, and then Mark and I are going to talk about 10 ways to drive your priest nuts. And I'm sure all the local priests will be glad we're doing this.
Yeah, they'll be sending
us. We want you all to drive them nuts.
They'll be sending us gift certificates, I bet, to go out and eat or something.
All right, we'll be right back on The Cradle and the Convert.
Mother Teresa once said, "Any country that accepts abortion is the poorest of the poor." As long as we sit idly, waiting for something to happen, children will continue to lose their life to abortion 4,000 times a day in the United States. You can be a part of the movement to end abortion and save lives. Human life is sacred. Think about it. CoalitionForLife.com.
We all have someone who drives us crazy.
1 Minute Monk, Abbot Placid Solari of Belmont Abbey.
St. Benedict can be pretty strict with monks who cause trouble, and in his rule, he even provides that someone can be shut out from the community's meals and prayers. At the same time, however, he directs the abbot to exercise the utmost care and concern for the wayward brothers. He reminds the abbot that he has undertaken care of the sick, not tyranny over the healthy. We always have to ask ourselves whether people are troublesome because they are hindering the work or the mission, or whether we simply find them irritating.
For your free copy of The Rule of Saint Benedict, visit oneminutemonk.com. oneminutemonk.com.
Jesus commands us to love everyone, even our enemies. All the more, then, do we need to deal with troublesome people in a way that might make them better, rather than just shunt them aside, or, even worse, destroy them.
Welcome back to The Cradle and the Convert. That's our music about taking care of business, and
yeah,
we're going to talk about the community calendar. Before we start, though, Mark, I want to remind everybody that if you have events that you'd like for us to talk about on the community calendar, give us a call here to studio at 217-464-1099, 464-1099. We're willing to put on just about anything that has to do with the parishes, the Catholic community, things of interest that are good for the community. We're happy to put them on here. So
indeed,
give us a call with your community calendar items at 464-1099. And if you want, you can email them to us at contact@wdcrradio.com. That's contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, at wdcrradio.com. So let us hear from you so we can promote your events like we're going to do right now.
All right, Dave, the first one on my list this week is the Macon County Heart Walk. That is on Saturday, 3 days from now, Saturday, October 21st. It's in Fairview Park at the Large Pavilion, $15 per walker, and that's per participant, not a walker. 8:30 a.m. are the warm-ups, and 9 a.m. the walk kicks off. Now, for more information or to sign up, you need to contact either email Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E dot Carrie, C-A-R-R-Y, at hshs.org. Or, folks, you can call at 464-5709, 464-5709, or 464-1330.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, the 6th Annual Mount Zion Community Prayer Breakfast is on Wednesday, October 25th at 7 from 7 to 8 a.m. The doors will open at 6:30. It's at the Mount Zion Convention Center.
Great place.
It is a beautiful facility. $10 admission is a breakfast buffet, Dave. That they're calling us. I mean, that's the only way we roll, right?
Buffet. And I roll my chair right after the buffet.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, indeed. There's not many left we can go in.
Is there a guest speaker for that? Usually they have
Reverend Courtney Carson.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yep, I just now saw it here.
Local man, local young fellow here from Decatur.
Made good.
Okay, good.
Widowed Support Group for HSHS St. Mary's will meet for lunch on the fourth Thursday of each month. But this one coming up, October 26th at 11:30 a.m. is at Applebee's in Forsyth. Applebee's in Forsyth. For more information, contact Jim Vogel at 429-2089, 429-2089. The Stroke Support Group meets the first Thursday of each month in G18 on the ground floor here at St. Mary's from noon to 1. Now, that is already passed, of course, this month, Dave, but on November 2nd, they're going to be meeting dealing with the loss of independence. And boy, is that a tough pill to swallow for a lot of folks. And finally, on Monday, November 13th, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., in conference room 561, and lunch will be provided. The AARP is having a driver safety program, and you can learn how to avoid driving hazards. No tests, folks. Don't sweat the tests. ARP members, our ARP membership is not required, but there is a $15 fee for ARP members and $20 for non-members. All right, and this is for motorists 50 and over.
You know, I was just kind of chuckling in
the
background.
Yeah, I saw you over there trying to crack me up, making faces.
I think I still hold the record for the most police cars ever wrecked.
Yeah.
Like 14 or something like that.
Probably.
But I never had them like 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a couple like...
No, I had the same locations.
Oh, but weren't they just in a real short period?
Yeah, 60 days.
Wasn't that about the only time the deputy chief had to give the chief a reprimand?
Yeah, ticket, yeah. Ticket.
Yep. I got that framed in my my Three Seasons room. Yeah. I look at that whenever I want to chuckle.
Yeah.
So that's about all you got for the community calendar, huh?
That's it.
All right. Here's something I wanted to get to that Father Arisman put on his Facebook page, and I just thought it was apropos. It was really kind of humorous, but it's not all that humorous. It's if you want to drive your priest crazy, here's 10 things to do.
Some of these are pet peeves, Dave.
Oh,
you and I together.
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, Father, my favorite part of the Mass is the hug part.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody that's missing the point
of
being at Mass. Your favorite part should be receiving communion and
you think?
And praying through the Eucharistic prayer. And
indeed.
The hug part, it's meant to be an acknowledgement of our neighbor, but sometimes it goes a little overboard.
Yeah, I don't generally hug my neighbor.
Number two. Why didn't we do the cup thing today? I really like the cup thing.
Yeah, the cup thing. It's like it's a solo cup, you know. Come on.
Well, the cup thing, it's the precious blood of Christ.
Yeah.
It's not the cup thing. I could see where that would...
Oh, boy.
Father, we're running low on hosts. Should I put more in the tabernacle for you to give out a Mass? Okay, so we know that the hosts at Mass are consecrated hosts during the Eucharistic prayer at Mass.
Yeah.
And we don't just put
more. And that's all that goes in the tabernacle.
Absolutely.
You don't just go add some in there.
Oh, boy. Here's one I like. Why don't we vote on the music we like for Mass?
Oh, man. Yeah, taking care of business. Oh. You know, come on now. Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, some people don't realize, Mark, that the music that is selected for Mass is selected specifically for that Mass.
Gospel in the reading.
Exactly.
Or the intention.
Yeah. What can we do to make Mass more fun for kids?
Oh.
Well, I think it's great to bring your children to Mass.
Oh, I do too, Dave.
And it's important to get them learning early that Mass is an important part of our lives. And whenever I hear a baby crying at Mass, I always say to myself, that is the only innocent voice in this church.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thank God that they are there.
Yeah. And, you know, I used to really, I have to confess this now, I used to really get upset over that when people wouldn't take the child to the cry room.
Yeah.
Especially when it's A, during the homily. B, when it's during the Eucharistic prayer, I used to go over the deep end. But I'm finding that more parents seem to be reacting quicker and moving that direction with the kids.
Yeah, now see, my church, we don't have a cry room.
Yeah, so I know.
The great big Gothic churches, and it echoes and echoes.
Yes,
but I'm okay
does.
With that. I'm okay with that. Coming to Mass wearing faded gym shorts, dirty sneakers, and a T-shirt to celebrate your favorite rock band.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go to church, just at least business casual.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
You know, don't wear your Cardinals or your Dodger jersey or your Cub jersey. To receive Holy Communion, put out one hand and look bored as if Father were giving you a complimentary poker chip at an Atlantic City casino and you wanted to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, we should crawl on our hands and knees to go to communion. We're receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ.
Right.
You know, so let's approach that with reverence. How about this one, Mark? This one even drives me crazy because I'm an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion. Wander off absentmindedly with a host in your hand, and just as Father is about to catch up with you, pop it in your mouth as if he had just given you a cough drop.
Yeah.
You know, I am going to protect the Eucharist. I have given or seen the Eucharist passed out to people that I could tell they weren't Catholic, and they gazed at it and had no real idea what was going on there.
Yeah, in fact, in one wedding party, obviously a non-Catholic, I hope it was anyway, that was in the wedding party, when they received the communion, stuck it in his tux coat pocket.
I had that at a funeral once, and I afterwards tracked the man down and asked him, I said, did you consume that? And he said, no, I really didn't know what it was. I said, well, may I have it back, please?
Yeah.
And then I consumed it. And the final one, this feeds right into this one. After Mass, look puzzled when Father is horrified upon finding hosts in hymnals, prayer books, and under the pews.
Yeah, why would somebody do that?
Well, there again, that's somebody that doesn't understand. When people say, how come when I come to the Catholic Church, I can't receive communion?
Well, there's a reason.
There's a reason. And Mark, you know, I used to clean the church up on Mondays after the Sunday services, and I twice found hosts under pews.
Oh, my gosh.
And my son and I found one stuck in a hymnal.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So if you really want to drive your priest nuts, there's some ways to do it. So what we're saying here is, you know, the Mass is a reverent of us bringing to God our hearts and putting them on the altar to give to Him in order that we can receive the Eucharist.
Well, and I have to tie this, Dave, to a general cultural loss of respect for many things. Obviously, church is number one, but, I mean, just common courtesies out in public even have disintegrated.
Yeah, they have.
You know, funeral homes, you used to go into there and you might hear some intimate talk and so forth up close to the coffin with the family, but I mean, now it's like a huge party.
Yeah.
It's like they're having the old-fashioned wake in the home.
Yeah,
you know, and I don't know.
Well, we just haven't educated people very well.
I guess.
Anyway, we're out of time.
Doggone it. I hate when that happens.
I do too. So, you know what? I'm going to close with a short prayer that we're going to pray for sinners. We're going to pray that these things that drive priests crazy, people will recognize that maybe in themselves, and we'll correct those, and we're going to pray the Fatima prayer.
All right, good idea.
Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, amen.
Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's it for this week, Mark. I'll see you next week.
Well, okay, buddy.
All right. You're listening to The Cradle of the Convert on WDCR.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WDCR presents the prayer, God Knows Best. Lord, I ask for health to do great things. You gave me infirmity to do better things. I asked for riches to make me happy. You gave me poverty to make me wise. I asked for power and the praise of men. You gave me weakness to sense my need of you. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. You gave me life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, everything I hoped for. In spite of myself, my prayers were answered. I am among all persons most richly blessed. Yes, God, you always know what's best. Amen. Thank you for listening to WDCR Decatur Catholic Radio, 88.9, 96.5 FM.
Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone. In one of the most powerful quotes of any religious body, the U.S. bishops wrote the following words in Living the Gospel of Life. Quote, "When American political life becomes an experiment on people rather than for and by them, it will no longer be worth conducting. We are arguably moving closer to that day." End quote. They are referring to what happens when government claims authority over the right to life, pretending to be able to authorize abortion and euthanasia, and tampering with destructive embryonic research and human cloning. The great American experiment is one based on the fact that no government can ever have this kind of authority. Any political entity of any value exists for the human person, not the other way around. This is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Priests for Life.
Talk Radio for Catholic Life, 88.9, 96.5 FM, WDCR, Orianna, Decatur.
WDCR.